Hello， 大家好，欢迎你又一次来到我们潘吉杰尼告诉你的节目，我是你的老朋友 Jenny。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's episode.
那今天呢，我们要聊聊三明治。
Sandwiches sounds delicious.
但不是吃的，我们要说的这个三明治呢，是一种人。Jason, 你和我都是三明治啊。
Okay, so it's a metaphor, right, for a type of person, a sandwich person? Not really one person, though, right? It's like a whole sandwich generation.
没错，就是这个三明治一代啊。那它英语这个说法非常的形象，就是形容被夹在两片面包中间的这个馅儿，就像我和 Jason 这样，上有老，下有小，对吗？
So you're stuck as the meat in this sandwich, right? Between something above you and something below you that we'll talk about today.
所以我觉得这个语言和文化真的很有意思哈。英语啊，就是用你们最熟悉的食物 sandwich 来形容这样的人。然后中文我们形容这句话就是 it couldn't be more Chinese, 上有老下有小。
Yeah, there's no food analogy in that one, right?
那这个 sandwich, Jason, 它就是一个动词是吗？你可以说 you're sandwiched between your parents and your children.
Yeah, that's right. It's a verb, right? You're sandwiched in between. You're caught in between, kind of like the inside of a sandwich.
那当然除了形容刚刚那个啊上有老下有小，你还可以啊就经常讲到很拥挤的空间是吧？就这个地方很小，挤在好多人中间。I'm sandwiched between so many people.
Yeah, exactly. You can just think of this as like being stuck, right? You're really stuck between these two things.
这么一说，好像我们在那抱怨，对吧？上有老，下有小。当然，这个有很多责任，也有很多 stress. But there's also a lot of joy. 我们的父母，我们的孩子，我们这样一家人啊。
Yeah, that's right. If you took the sandwich apart and ate all the individual pieces, it wouldn't taste very good. It's a sandwich because all of those things come together, right?
哎，说得好。Well, why don't we look at one part of the sandwich? 就是小孩。我和 Jason 现在都是为人父、为人母了嘛。
That's right. You have kids, right? As a parent.
对，那当然 parent 是一个名词，但是呢，它也是一个动词。
Yeah, you can also say parenting is hard, right?
Tell me about it.
Or parenting is easy, I guess. You could say that too.
Well, there are days where it's hard. And there are days where it's easy. Or even within one day, there are moments, right?
That's right. I'd say overall, it's definitely hard. But there are definitely some joy, a lot of joy, like you said.
所以你可以说 parenting challenges, 是吧？就做父母的挑战。There is parenting joy, 也有里面的快乐，也有里面的喜乐啊。但是如果说我们要养孩子，抚养我们的孩子，你不太会说 we need to parent our kids, right?
Yeah, usually instead we'd say raising kid or bringing kids up.
而且我觉得如果这个 raising them,bringing them up, 只是 making sure they are fed, you know, they have a roof over their head. 温饱的话那个是简单的。很多 parenting challenges just come with 这个要养育啊 right? Like nurturing.
Yeah, there's this like physical nurturing aspect to parenting, but also like the emotional and psychological stuff too.
Right, 因为孩子的压力也非常大 So, you know, to be in tune with their emotional needs and to be aware of their emotional challenges or even problems, 我觉得这个是父母可能更大的一个挑战哈。
That's right. We have to do that for ourselves. That's already hard. And then when you have kids, you got to help them with that stuff too.
Jason, 我想问你啊，讲到养育孩子的文化差异，中国的父母养孩子是圈养 ，you know, like farmed, 就是 hands on, take care of every detail. 然后呢，我们觉得美国人是 very hands off, 放养、散养。
It's very interesting, right? These ideas about raising kids can be so different in some places and so similar in other ways. But I would say definitely in the West, it's more of a hands off approach than it is in China. Yeah.
对，但我觉得美国现在其实我看很多啊，我有在比如温哥华的这个白人朋友啊，或者在美国什么纽约，还有硅谷啊那些哦，他们对孩子的那个就是什么学业上的关注度，以及 after school activities 各种各样 ，they're also very hands on， 就也很圈养。
Yeah, that's true. It probably depends, right, on the kind of parents, right? And also some socioeconomic factors for sure.
But in general, I agree with you. 比较的 relaxed, 比较的 hands off. 而且我觉得还有一个核心的区别就是说, 学业的压力。
Yeah, the academic pressure, right?
对,因为在亚洲就学业的压力非常大嘛,在国内学业压力非常大。我其实最近回国啊,我一个闺蜜她跟我说, 我跟孩子最大的矛盾都是来自于学习。她说如果就去除这个的话,我俩关系特别好。
Yeah, that creates a lot of tension, right? It's not easy.
对,对, so the academic stress or academic competition 在美国,比如你从小长大,基本上是没有的了,就你父母也不太会给你什么学业上的压力。
I had some, but definitely nothing like what I've seen in China, right? We have a little bit of pressure, get good grades and be a smart kid, but nothing like in China. In the US, at least, like we have none of this pressure when they're young, but when they get older, like high school or college, of course, then it really kicks in.
因为在中国，你如果只有high school才有academic pressure，就来不及啦。因为我们真的每一个阶段你都要很努力嘛，就是要小学成绩好的中学，然后初中、高中这样是连接的。但在美国，因为它确实这个college application，就整个admission process也不一样。
Yeah, that's right. And they seem to care about different things, right? Like in the West, it's like softer skills, you know, like critical thinking or writing essays and certain things like this. Yeah, but overall, I would say there's still tons of hands-on parenting in the West, even so much that we have this term helicopter parenting, right? Where it's like you're really involved in every single thing the little your kids do, every little thing they do. And I would say I'm much more like that than my parents.
Parenting ideas and parenting ideologies change, right? 就现在好像 overall 父母对孩子的 involvement 参与度是非常非常高的，不光是中国，不光是亚洲，然后我觉得北美也一样。就像你刚刚说的，甚至有这么一个说法，我们之前节目也讲过，叫做直升机父母 helicopter parenting.
Yeah, it's like you're flying around them at all times, monitoring everything. I definitely don't do that, but I'm very involved.
是什么事情上呢?
Like even my son is very young, right? He's in kindergarten. And so every day, you know, we go over everything he did in school and we talk about it. And then also extracurricular fun stuff after class we do sometimes.
你会跟他一起学,然后很多东西就觉得要跟他一起经历,一起感受,是吧?
Exactly. It's not just me, though. It's like a lot of my friends are like this, too. I think there's a connection with the kids, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, 就前面说的,就现在大家对于parenting的观点就是参与很重要,陪伴很重要,对不对?
Yeah, like being there for them, right? Being emotionally available for them and showing up to the things that they do, showing up for them, right?
对,那当然陪伴孩子很重要,但我们的父母也在老啊,they're getting older, they're aging, so, you know, taking care of them is very important as well.
That's right, especially in China compared to the West.
对,我觉得讲到sandwich的另外一部分啊,这个上游老,可能这个是中美非常大的一个区别。
Yeah, in the States, there's very little actual expectation that you're going to physically like take care of your parents when they get older.
真的吗? 你就说没有这个期望, 是孩子没有这个期望, 还是说父母没有?
That's a good question. I think that everybody, including the older parents, is so stubbornly independent, right? That the assumption is that they will take care of themselves. And so if you do help them, that's great. But I don't think that there is an expectation.
所以我们以前的一个概念, stereotype, 说小孩18岁了, 父母就 kick them out of the house, 让他们 independent, 父母也 independent, 这是真的吗?
Well, for me, like I wanted to go and leave my parents' house when I was 18, right? So it's also like, yeah, it's so ingrained in the culture, I think, that each individual is going to go out on their own and make their own life, that there's much less pressure to kind of take care of the other people in your family.
就是比较更加独立一点,是吧?我们是一家人,但我们是独立的个体。
Yeah, I think there's more cohesive unit family feeling in Chinese culture.
对,就是孝道在我们的文化里面非常非常核心嘛. It's one of the pillars of Chinese culture, I think, Confucius, 儒家的这个文化。
That's right.
其实跟美国人解释孝顺孝道也很不容易啊，因为我们查词典，然后说 filial piety， 然后呢，美国人一头雾水说 what？没听过这词。
Yeah, it's so formal, right? It sounds like a very literary term. Filial piety, something from like ancient history.
在英语里面，你看到 filial piety， 基本上就是在形容中国文化的时候，它不太 apply to your culture and your daily life.
Yeah, you don't often hear people saying like, hey, you're not being filially pious. See, I can't even say it.
那你们会怎么讲呢？
That's a good question. I'd say probably just gratitude, being grateful to your parents, right?
你刚刚说的 gratitude or to be grateful to them, 就是对他们感恩，对吧？那当然作为家庭成员之间会有责任，但我觉得好像比较少是 obligations。好像在美国的观念里面，这个 obligations 啊是一种义务 ,like something you must do because you owe them, you know, you feel indebted
yeah.
to them.这个你们不太会这样想是吧
Yeah, even the opposite, right? A lot of Americans would think it's like bad for a parent to say that, you know, their children are obligated to pay them back, right?
文化是一个事就现实 reality is another story. 因为我前两天听纽约时报的一个博客嘛然后他就聚焦 sandwich generation, 然后说现在美国人是也是因为老龄化的社会 aging population, 所以现在在 take care of their parents 的孩子是美国历史上最多的时刻因为有很多父母他可能生病啊就丧失了生活自理的能力然后养老院又不够床位或者非常的贵 so their kids need to take care of the parents
Yeah, like for example, in my family, my grandpa was so stubborn and independent that he refused help when he was really old even though he really needed it, rightBut my father ended up helping him and helping my grandma, and so the action was still there, right? But like the culture around it was different. And that's exactly why there is so much stress, right? And pressure on this sandwich generation position or stage.
对那除了刚刚的一些 stress and pressure from your home life, 那 like financial pressure, 因为很多我们 sandwich generation 也是家里的经济支柱嘛。
That's right. There's financial pressure, money, right?
Yeah, you're the main breadwinner of your family, right? You need to support your family.
Yeah, and your family here includes both your parents and your children, right?
其实现在很多父母 if they are able, 在中国的他们反而帮孩子分担很多。我是觉得中国的父母也很累了。除了 financial pressure, workplace, professional pressure.
Yeah, that's right. You're getting older, right? You're feeling squeezed in the workplace. Not only has your career been going for a while and maybe you're spinning your wheels, but now you have all this other stuff to think about with your parents and your kids.
所以节目最后啊，我和 Jason 希望给大家也是给我们自己打气一下，鼓励一下。It's really important to still carve out some space for ourselves.
Yeah, that's right. You have to make sure you give yourself some mental space, right? Some emotional space.
对，英语不是有一个说法叫做情绪带宽吗？
Yeah, exactly. Emotional bandwidth, right? It's a great metaphor because if you have the internet, all these things downloading all at the same time, then everything slows down.
带宽不够然后就崩掉
Yeah, and you have to find a way to kind of deal with that, right? And like in our previous episode, we talked about your happy place, right? Going to your happy place. It's like you need to have a place to go in your mind. To...
没错没错因为我觉得有 support network 也很重要你的朋友啊或者甚至有的时候是其他的一些家人比如 as I get older, 我觉得我和 cousins 之间啊就那关系是越来越近因为大家都 in similar life stages, 然后互相的这种 connection 和这种支持 Yeah, it's really precious.
Yeah, they can understand your perspective really well, right? So they're a great person to talk to.
嗯是好那我们今天的节目就到这儿不知道正在听节目的你 Do you belong to the sandwich generation? And 你自己有什么很好的一些情绪疏解的方法然后或者你是有什么诀窍上有老下有小都照顾得很好
Yeah, tell us how you handle this pressure. Share your best tips with us so we can all learn from them.
对, tell us, what is your secret to making a really, really delicious sandwich, a family sandwich?
That's right.
好,那感谢大家的收听, we'll see you next time.
All right, see you next time.